at a time and do each one as a separate answer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've got a whole bunch of things to talk about, including the campaign. So we'll get to all that, and we'll be
okay.
Rolling here in just a moment.
We just started rolling.
When Hamas made the attack, yeah. It was like a whole
Okay. You hear me?
It's the chives. That's what I did, okay.
Yeah, we're just not gonna silence that. Sorry. I have some chimes outside the window there, so now they should be silenced in just a second. Sorry about that. Yeah. I was just in Madison yesterday. I probably should have come in the studio. This would have all been unnecessary. Okay. Yeah, I've been on your set quite a few times. I got to know Federico very well, and good to be with you, Zach, of course. And I am.
The last time a Democrat represented Wisconsin's first congressional district was in the early 90s, and that man was Peter Barca, who recently announced he is challenging Stile again this fall. Peter Barca, thanks for joining us today.
Terrific to be with you, Zach. Thank you so much.
Now, you've spent the last few years serving as the Secretary of the Department of Revenue in the Evers administration. Why did you decide to leave that job and run for Congress this fall?
Well, it was a difficult decision. I served for 5.25 years in the Evers administration. It was a great opportunity. We accomplished a great deal. We were able to cut taxes for middle-class families. We were able to give law enforcement tools on everything from vaping laws to have registries, because my law enforcement agents that worked for me told me that, you know, we had people end up in, especially children, end up in the emergency rooms in these dangerous vaping. And one of the last bills he signed was near and dear to my heart, and that was to use the tax system for organ donations, something vitally important. In fact, at the end of that bill signing, I had 4 people from the UW Organ Donation Center. They said, Secretary Barca, you have to tell your staff you are definitely going to save hundreds, if not thousands, of lives through this aspect. So it was a great opportunity. I loved doing it every single day. It was a difficult decision to leave, but like most people in America, and in fact, I haven't talked to anybody yet that doesn't feel we have a do-nothing, dysfunctional Congress. And I don't like what I'm seeing. I think it's something that absolutely has to change. When I worked in the political system, whether it was in Congress or the state legislature, I was the kind of person that believed you roll up your sleeves, you work with people in both parties, and you solve the major issues of the day. And right now, there's too many political games going on. There's too much intense partisanship and not enough effort to try to resolve the issues of our day and to make progress for the American people and people of Wisconsin, who I care deeply about.
So there was one thing that Congress passed recently, and that was the foreign aid package. And I want to get your perspective on how you would have voted had you been in Congress. So if you can, I'm going to run through the 4 elements of the bill. Just give me a quick yes or no, and then we'll talk about them. So yes, sure. Or no, would you have supported the aid to Taiwan?
Yes.
Yes or no on the aid for Ukraine?
Yes.
Yes or no on forcing TikTok to divest from its Chinese parent company?
Yes.
And yes or no on funding for Israel?
Yes.
So give me a perspective, because Representative Mark Pocan, a Democrat from Wisconsin, voted no on both TikTok and aid for Israel. Why would you have supported those 2 elements?
Well, I would have certainly voted for it because, for the entire bill, we have to protect our national security. We have to protect our allies. And, it's vitally important that America continue to have a strong presence in the world and to support our allies and to defend our national security over the long term. And this bill did accomplish that. I'm glad it passed. And it's a very important measure.
So looking at the campaign ahead, the first congressional is a consistently Republican district. What needs to happen for you to be able to put it in play this fall?
Well, the district changed 2 years ago. It's a district, even when I represented it, it had parts of Waukesha County, which, is deep red, very difficult for a Democrat. That was taken out. And instead, parts of Milwaukee were put in, but it still has all of Kenosha County, all of Racine County, all of Walworth, virtually all of Rock County. And so it's a very, it's a typical purple type district that, especially for someone like myself, who had many people encourage me to run, you know, it turns out that Kenosha, Racine area are the most swing parts of the district, an area I represented for over a decade before joining the Evers cabinet. And I have a strong reputation here of working with people in both parties and getting things done. And I just feel like it's time for a change. When things are not working, I believe accountability is the cornerstone of a democracy. And right now, we have serious problems. And I have a very full agenda of items I'd like to bring forward to try and make a difference. But first and foremost, I think people know they can count on me to go to bat for people. In fact, in my home district in the assembly, I've always won by overwhelming margins because I've had support from Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, and I'm very proud of that.
So what impact do you think the top of the ticket, Biden versus Trump for president, will have down ballot on the rest of the state, including your race?
You know, it's difficult to know, quite frankly, and I really can't worry about that. I have to worry about my own race. We have a dysfunctional do-nothing Congress, and we need to change that. And I think people believe in accountability, and that's why I like my chances. You know, I'm a person known for getting things done in the legislature. I was a leader for, you know, seven of the 10 years that I was here. And I'm somebody that was known for standing up for the people in my home district. And we accomplished a tremendous amount. And some of the things that are most vital right now, we have people that are hurting, that are having trouble making ends meet. You know, you got people struggling to get in the middle class, but even in the middle class, they're having trouble. You know, and there's things we can do. We can have Buy America provisions, which I champion in the legislature. I was a lead author. Also in the Congress, when I was in the Congress, I got a Buy American provision, the Defense Authorization Bill. So ships engines would have to be made in America. And that brought back hundreds of people that were laid off at Fairbanks Morgan, and many more were hired. We have to support unions. Unions are what gave us a pathway to the middle class. And we have to get rid of these disastrous trade deals that are hurting American businesses, hurting American competitiveness, and hurting American workers. So those are the kinds of things that I plan to champion. But as a former small business owner, both my parents are entrepreneurs, workforce is the biggest issue I heard about traveling the state for 5 years as secretary, and same thing down in you know, the first congressional district. You know, so one of the things I'll champion is it's ridiculous to have earnings restrictions on people that get into Social Security. Maybe that made sense 20 years ago, but people desperately need workers. So if people want to work, you know, they're now restricted 15, 20 hours a week in many cases. If they want to work 30 or 40 hours, God bless them. Okay. They're helping to propel this economy. So those are the kinds of things that I will champion, and things that I think are important to stand up for our freedoms or taking away freedoms for women to make their own, you know, health care decisions. People's right to vote. I mean, it's unbelievable.
All right. Peter Barca, we'll follow this throughout the fall. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you, Zach. I appreciate you keeping your listeners and viewers informed.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. That was good. We will be following up on you.